wedding dress.
Can you imagine that? You show up at some, at your girlfriend's house, you got a corsage, and you got like a training bra.
Wow. Or
not a training bra, a nursing bra.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
scary.
You know, she's got to get rid of some of the, you know, the stuff that happens, the lactating.
Did you have any pregnant girls at your prom?
No.
I don't remember any at my prom.
They sent them away.
At my school, they would do, yes, they would, well, yeah. The,
before that, you know, shut them off.
Turn them into glue.
Oh, dear.
You know, girl got knocked up.
Oh, dear.
They'd turn her into glue.
Oh, my God.
My biology lab partner took some time off.
Oh, really?
Our sophomore year.
Hey, there's me. Rob, a little younger than you or I.
Yeah.
Rob, a little more of the now generation.
Good job,
time off. Yes.
My biology lab partner.
She was practicing some biology out of class.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Experiment.
What is it with you guys today? I mean, is this gay day? You're talking about the gay letter.
What do you mean today?
Guy.
Every day. This is every day. Get out of here, please. Would you stop it? How many times do we have to tell you we're queer? We're here. We're not going anywhere.
A nice dress for the prom and the key party afterwards.
Hello, Don and Mike show. As a bleach, it's a big bleaching party.
Oh, a bleach party.
It's BYOC.
There you go.
Bring your own Clorox.
What if you have to have a sanitary environment for that?
Probably not.
No.
Bleach takes care of that.
At the bathhouse.
Sure.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz. Good day, gentlemen.
Yes. What can we do for ye?
Don, just want to tell you I'm a fan from California. Love to come to Frida's party, but I really don't want to do a damn thing. But drink your effing vanilla vodka and raid your humidor.
Okay, thank you. You are in.
You're in, my friend. You're on the VIR list. Very intensely retarded.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm a high school English teacher, and the boys who join the prom committee do it for the girls. Do you think that's why Craig Wilson did it?
No, I think
he did it for the Kleenex carnation.
He did it for the decorating.
I know the answer to that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Love Don and Mike. Love the show, but that sound effect must go.
Which one? Are you another one of these creeps about the Microsoft sound?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, listen, get
Love
over
you
it.
Guys, man.
Hey, go to hell, okay?
No, I think it's pretty.
I don't have any patience for you. I have no patience for you.
Okay, well.
Okay? Right? We've lost a listener today, right?
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Somebody called Arbitron.
$10 we can do.
Sorry about that. Oops.
You know, it's old, it's been used, but really, is there any better real put-down line than just go to hell?
No, go to hell.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a direction. It's a comment. You think this bothers you? You know? I'm not giving you this.
I want to see you!
Hey, go to hell.
Our dad is dead.
Yeah, and you know where he is.
Thank you!
We gotta do this. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You gotta keep an eye on those two. Because they're gonna try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's gonna have a few. No disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays, okay? Surprise things. And no disrespect to anyone.
What up, my yellow brothers? Kings in the house!
The Don and Mike Show.
Granny. The Don and Mike Show.
Have I told you this bit of trivia before? Did you know that on this record by John Lennon, it features Elton John?
Really?
Didn't know that.
Have you not said that on the radio before?
I think in the harmony.
I don't think you have.
He's doing something in the background. He's working something. He's working something in the background.
He's playing an instrument, all right.
I think they played at the prom together.
That's the great John Lennon. Which you would think a song like that would ever get you through the night.
Mm-hmm.
You might hear that on one of these new jack stations.
Right, no.
Okay, give me 1 minute to tell you why this is. In Baltimore now, they took a station, and we're in markets all over America where you have either Bob FM, Jack FM, Fred FM.
Yes, it's sweeping the nation.
It's the latest cheap. We can turn this around and make this radio station hot without doing any real work thought that's going through all of these idiot program directors' minds.
Yeah, so it's look what it did here, it'll work here.
Right.
But the premise of this format is, I guess, is that they will play anything. They will break the repetition of regular radio.
Right.
Which, for my money, would be... Oh, would you put that one back in?
Yeah.
Put the one in that I just had in there?
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of, I'm reading a press release now about what the station in Boston, in Baltimore. In Boston, I think it's called... Ben?
Ben?
For Ben Franklin.
Of course.
I don't know. And then Westwood One has one called Sam.
Sam. So they're all doing it like lemmings because two markets succeeded with it?
Right.
And that's why they're all jumping on the bandwagon.
What you want to do, hold on a second. Okay, let me see. I'm trying to find a record. What you would expect to hear on a station that really played anything, if that was what they're going to say, they're going to open up the format. You might hear something dumb like this, right? Some stupid record by the Bangles. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, but that's my point, Mike.
Right.
Yeah.
Could be just about anything.
And then you might go from that to... Yuck. Hold on. But if you really played anything, you'd go from something like that to something like this, like Lou Rawls. Bear with me now.
Classic.
Now this one I love.
Yeah.
And then... If you were doing it right,
you'll never find.
You'd follow that up with something like this. AC/DC. And then you'd follow that up with something like this. The Osmond Brothers.
All right.
Now,
I like three out of the, what'd you play, four there?
See, now that...
Right.
And that would be that is the true magic of this. That if...
Right.
Think about this on any radio station you listen to that plays music.
Uh-huh.
Can you honestly say you like three out of the four songs that they play in a row?
No.
Most times, no.
Most times, no.
So if you really played anything, you might have a better chance. But here's my radio guys screw it up, and this is my point on this.
Okay, good.
Here's the thing from the press release. From Dave...
Howard?
Dave Labrazzi.
All right.
Is that the guy that's our boss in Baltimore?
I don't
Dave
know.
Dave Labrazzi?
We've met him, I think.
I don't know.
No, our boss in Baltimore is Luca Brazzi. I don't know who we work for.
So anyway.
And he no longer lives.
He's sleepy. Now,
with the fishes.
Here's what they're saying to the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Jack format allows us to play what we want. There are no rules. We will be playing... The Rolling Stones, Prince, U2, Aerosmith, No Doubt, Tom Petty, and The Police.
It really spreads it out.
It's that narrow.
Well, those are the artists that they're showing as being the core artists for the station that allegedly has a 1,200 record list.
So you're talking about artists that, the format is called Hot Adult Contemporary, artists that are primarily featured in the Hot AC format,
right?
Yeah. Which is what... These stations that have been playing music have been doing for 5 years.
So anyway. They're really not playing anything, and if anything, they're taking this Jack format, which I think, if it's done correctly, sounds like a car wreck to these radio guys. But they don't get it that's what people would listen to.
Well, a radio guy, that selection of music that you just played, a radio guy would go bananas over that. They wouldn't. They wouldn't like that at all.
How clever is it though? They say there are no rules. We can play whatever we want. These are our core artists.
Here are the rules,
and it's the same thing. It's just got another stamp on it. They put the new window dressing.
I mean, why wouldn't you have a radio station if you're going to do something dumb like that, Jack FM? Play something like Smash Mouth, okay?
Right.
You follow that up with something stupid.
Now this,
like Spider-Man.
I would stop and I'd say, my God, they're playing this song. That's amazing.
Never hear it otherwise.
You just had to get your Jim Stafford in there, didn't you?
The genius,
Mr. Mike. Geronimo, we're calling you to corporate.
And do you follow that up with a song that people wouldn't expect?
Right. Dire Straits.
Right. And then after that, you say... No. See, it was me.
I just... certainly like the first cluster better.
One out of every four on my station would be one bad apple. by the Osmond Brothers.
Wow.
Anyway, it's a bad idea for radio.
It would be a great idea if they were really going to do it, but they're not really doing it.
It's a good idea if they really did it correctly.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Plus... in Baltimore, just give me one more second here. What they've done is, I am a fan of radio and a fan of radio history. They've taken a station that's, in my estimation, a legendary station in Baltimore, and they've trashed it.
Yep.
They've just trashed all the heritage and all of the ties that they have to the people in that town.
You know what you did, and this is how you can make that work, in this day of computerized programming with music.
Right.
You could do that in this day and age and do it easily by taking each category of music, and say you've got, what, 15, all right, 15 delineations of a type of music. And you take a selection of maybe 100 songs in each of those categories,
and then you just,
and you let the guys get in there and do it. And the only thing they have to do is they have to play that, you know, each category. And as soon as they put it in, you know, it's gone for a certain time period.
Yeah, I mean, that's
all you do it. And then
it used to be back in the day.
Yeah, play a good combination
Mike,
of
like
songs.
If you had, like, five boxes, and this box was all classic rock. This box is all pop crap.
Right.
This box is hip-hop. Mm-hmm. This box is, really head-banging stuff.
Right.
This box is country music.
Oh, what fun that would be.
And you just said, all you got to do is play one out of every box.
Play one. Let the DJs go back to doing what they
do. Oh, my God.
That
will never happen.
No, yeah. Because it's too tightly controlled.
That will never happen.
That'd be too much fun. Researched and all
You're
that.
You're going to get something in Baltimore, like where they're saying to the industry,
right,
we're crazy, 1,200 records, core artists, the Rolling Stones, Prince, U2, Aerosmith, No Doubt, Tom Petty, and the Police. If you're really doing a format where you're playing anything, here's every breath you take. You would have no core groups.
Right.
And
right?
For one format where a DJ would be the most important figure,
mm-hmm,
they're not having any DJs.
Right, right, right. Imagine seriously if you've got that and you hire people with talent, and there are people with talent, and you have them have the ability to do that.
Mike,
to actually, I mean, it would be, I think back to it, boy, what an incredible thrill that would be if I was still a DJ playing music.
That reminds me of how it was kind of back when I played records.
Kind of,
but
yeah,
that wouldn't happen now because you would need a radio guy, an executive, a program director, whoever, who's got enough balls to say, I'm going to put my idea out and I'm going to let talented people take the idea and run with it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was the best part of being a DJ when I first started was you had your hits that you had to play.
Right.
And then you got to go to the bin and you got to play what they were called recurrents.
Yeah, right.
They were
right.
Called, yeah.
So, you couldn't play anything, but you could pick out of a bunch of, if you had.
That was the most fun.
You know, like back when I played records, I'm looking at this thing right here. And I'll give you a good example. If I had a choice of playing, if there was like four records available to me.
Right.
The four records were What You Gonna Do by Pablo Cruz, Cruel to Be Kind by Nick Lowe,
mm-hmm,
Spiders and Snakes.
Oh, well, I know what you'd play.
And Get It On.
No, you're wrong. Yeah, you'd play Spiders. You might lie now, but you'd play Spiders and Snakes.
No, I would play What You're Gonna Do.
I'm just kidding.
I would.
I know you would.
I would, but that was.
Did you ever work, you've done it longer than I have, did you ever work at a radio station where it was, where you had the stack of records and you could play whatever you wanted for the entire hour?
No, the closest I got was where you would be at a station and there were records, real records.